Well, we've already talked about one of my favorite topics, which is the Titanic.
Yes.
Now we're going to talk about one of my other favorite topics, which is the thesaurus.
Oh, geez.
Because today is National Thesaurus Day.
Well, it's Happy Thesaurus
Happy
Day.
Happy National Thesaurus Day. Now, when's the last time you used a thesaurus?
Ooh, you mean like an actual book thesaurus?
No. Just in general. Like
I've done every couple of months, probably.
I use it daily. Probably.
Oh, do you really?
I probably use it daily.
Oh,
yeah, on my computer.
Why? Oh, because you're writing commercials?
Yeah.
Or you need new ways to say things?
Yeah.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah.
Secrets.
So anyway, so I use it all the time. So today is National Thesaurus Day, easy for me to say.
Yeah.
In honor of Peter Marc Roget's birthday. You might know him from Roget's Thesaurus.
I do not know him.
Ring a bell?
No.
No? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I didn't know there were. You've never heard of Roget's thesaurus?
No, I know there's Webster's Dictionary, but I didn't know there was.
Yes, there's Roget's thesaurus as well.
Oh.
So the word thesaurus comes from the Greek word for treasure, because it is a treasure. And the word was once used to describe places that house a large collection of valuables.
Oh, a thesaurus. Mm-hmm. A thesaurus in the backyard, where I store my valuables.
Oh. Okay.
In the backyard. In a
thesaurus. All right. Until the 19th...
Am I using it wrong? Why? Did I not listen?
Until the 19th century, a thesaurus was any dictionary or encyclopedia, but it was Roget who introduced the meaning collection of words arranged according to sense in 1852.
Sense?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, there's smell, but there's...
There's... Yep. So Peter Marc Roget was a British physician... Natural theologian and a lexicographer, man of many interests.
Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
So he retired from professional life as a physician in 1840, and by 1846 was working on the book that perpetuates his memory today. Mm. The first draft began nearly 50 years prior, in 1805. It has been claimed that Roget struggled with depression for most of his life, and that the thesaurus arose partly from an effort to battle it.
You got to be kidding me. What kind of doctor was this guy? That's going to cure your depression.
Sure. Takes your mind off of it, I guess. Gives you a purpose and a project to work on. I don't know.
Couldn't have been something more fun.
A biographer stated that his obsession with list making as a coping mechanism was well established by the time he was 8 years old.
Okay.
So he began compiling a list of words arranged by their meaning and grouped according to theme.
He sounds a little OCD to me.
Maybe. So Roget's thesaurus, the first modern thesaurus, was released to the public on April 29th, 1852. The first edition featured 15,000 words organized conceptually rather than alphabetically into six categories.
Oh.
Abstraction, relations, space, matter, intellect, volition, and affections.
Oh,
yes.
This guy.
Those grouped together were linked under these conceptual umbrellas, focusing on the relation of words rather than their definitions. And the first edition only printed 1,000 copies.
Oh, well, you know what? You know why? You want to keep demand. You want to keep supply down.
Right.
Keep that demand up.
That's
people
right.
want this.
They do.
They want this.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal back then. So Roget then spent the next several years adding words for the next edition. Now, the most recent edition, the eighth edition.
The eighth?
I guess. It contains 443,000 words. The book is updated regularly, and each edition is heralded as a gauge to contemporary terms. Kind of like how they add words to the dictionary, which you absolutely hate.
They do
hate.
That every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This I like. So there's only been eight editions?
Apparently.
So when was the last one? When did we squeeze more words in?
I don't know. A couple years ago, I think.
All right.
Yeah. So aside from general thesauri, that's the plural of thesaurus, is thesauri.
This might be the nerdiest.
There are also specialized thesauri, which are narrowed down to the vocabularies and verbiage for a smaller group.
Okay.
So these are mainly done for different professions, like the Getty Institute's Art and Architecture Thesaurus.
But that's a good one.
But that's a good read.
Oh.
And the United States National Agricultural Library and United States Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Thesaurus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I get that on Amazon?
You probably could.
Can I get that
I bet
in time
you could.
For Christmas? Yeah.
You might be able to.
All right.
So in 2009, the renowned...
a great white elephant gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So in 2009, the renowned Oxford English Dictionary published a thesaurus that had been 40 years in the making.
Wow.
The historical thesaurus of the Oxford English Dictionary is a two-volume masterpiece. Jeez. Of 800,000 words divided into about 236,000 categories. This historical thesaurus goes beyond a long list of synonyms. The book also traces the history of the words and their relationships to one another. Another great read.
Holy cow.
You want to do some light reading? Check that out.
Check that out. Yeah.
So since 1852, Roget's thesaurus has never been out of print, and it remains one of the most widely used reference books in the English language.
So if I went up to your desk, your office area here, would you have Roget's, what's his name? Roget.
I do not.
No.
Nope.
Okay, just at home?
No.
Oh, you don't have one?
No, I use the internet. Come on. I use the internet. I don't have a physical copy.
Okay. Jeez. All right. Let's. What song you pick out to go along with the thesaurus?
Yeah. So we're going to play Words of Love by the Beatles.
Great. Of course. Great, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, The Beatles, Words of Love. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about thesauri in honor of National Thesaurus Day, which is today.
Today, happy National Thesaurus Day to one and all. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, thesaurus comes from the Greek word for treasure.
Roget's thesaurus hasn't been out of print since 1852.
And Roget's first edition featured 15,000 words, and the most recent edition has 443,000. Added a couple since then.
Now, what's that?
They've added a couple since the first,
Well, since the first go-around. So I did look up on Amazon. I Googled agricultural thesaurus. I do not see it here, unless it's several pages deep. What I do see, though, is Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Thesaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, is there a big rivalry, you think, between the Roget's and the Webster's?
I don't know. There's also the Macmillan thesaurus.
Is it really? Who are the Macmillans now?
I don't know.
Okay, late to the party.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay.
You've got
thesaurus.com.
Yes, bookmark that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going through here. I got a lot of farming and agricultural books, but I do not see an agricultural thesaurus. So.
It was the Department of Agriculture's.
Oh, okay. Thesaurus.
So maybe it's a proprietary. Maybe they don't sell that to the public.
Of course.
I don't know.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Folks, the public wouldn't care.
Farmers might.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. More ways to say things.
Yeah.
So folks want to learn more about the thesaurus, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming in today. Thank you for not being afraid to show your nerdy side on the radio.
Have I ever been afraid to show my nerdy side on the radio?
No, but
I don't think
never quite as much as today. I think today we've gone to new to new heights.
It's fine.
And it's wonderful.
Okay. No shame.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for coming in. Check traffic and weather coming up. CCR, Melanie and more. Legends 102.7.